time now for the Sunny Side of Sports with Sunny Young, and happy Super Monday, Sunny.
I like that. Happy Super Monday, Kim.
And Sunny, I understand you have some kudos for the new Super Bowl champions.
Kim, here's a Sunny Side of Sports salute to the Denver Broncos, who defeated the Carolina Panthers 24-10 to win the Super Bowl of American-style professional football in Santa Clara, California. VOA's Park Brewer filed this post-game report from Santa Clara.
Denver relied on its number one-ranked defense to stifle the high-powered offense of Carolina and its star quarterback, Cam Newton, who a day before had won the NFL's Most Valuable Player Award. But it was Newton's four turnovers, thanks to the Broncos' defense, that proved costly to his Panthers. Denver intercepted two of his passes and forced him to fumble twice with hard hits. Newton's first fumble deep in his own territory in the first quarter resulted in a Denver touchdown. His second came late in the game with the Broncos leading 16-10 and gave them the ball near the Panthers' goal line. Denver scored shortly thereafter to seal the victory. It was the rare Super Bowl where an offensive player did not win the Most Valuable Player Award. That honor went to Denver linebacker Von Miller, who forced one of the fumbles.
It's honestly not about me. I mean, if I could cut this award up and give it to DeMarcus Wolf and all the other guys, that's what I would do. This is our greatest stuff. But for me, you know, I want to be with my guys. I would take the ring. You know, MVP is great, but I take the ring. I want to go in there with my teammates.
Winning his second Super Bowl ring was Peyton Manning, who at age 39 is the oldest quarterback to win the big game.
Up until that final second goes off, you're kind of into the game and into the moment. But I was certainly very excited, and it's a special moment to be there with your teammates and, you know, see Coach Kubiak get the Gatorade poured on him and, you know, have a chance to visit with, you know, coaches and players. That is a unique moment because after that, it's a little bit chaotic. Everybody's kind of going separate places, getting pulled on, and that moment on the sidelines is always something that you'll remember.
He also became the first to quarterback different teams to the championship. He won with the Indianapolis Colts in 2007. Park Brewer, VOA News, Santa Clara, California.
Thanks, Park. As Park mentioned, 39-year-old Peyton Manning is the oldest quarterback to win the Super Bowl. Manning will celebrate his 40th birthday next month, and some think this 50th Super Bowl might have been the final game of his great National Football League career. At the post-game news conference, Manning declined to say whether he'll now retire.
Everybody has an analysis of that. I'm going to kind of follow old coach's advice, and I think I'll make a good decision. I think I'll be at peace with it, whichever way it goes. But like I said, I'm looking forward to tonight being with my family and my friends and some teammates and celebrating this special victory and this special win.
This special victory and special win was Denver's third Super Bowl title. The Broncos won back-to-back Super Bowls in 1997 and 1998 when John Elway was the team's star quarterback. Elway is now Denver's general manager, and in his words, Peyton Manning doesn't need to worry or think about retirement now. He's worked too hard to get to where he is now. He has plenty of time in the offseason to reminisce and look back.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Here's another Sunny Side of Sports salute to the Leopards of the Democratic Republic of Congo, who defeated Mali 3-0 to win the African Nations Championship football tournament in Kigali, Rwanda. Our VOA football fans will remember this three-week tournament was for home-based players in Africa who compete in their respective national leagues. Marco Uma tells us more about the triumph by the Congolese.
A brace scored by Meshack Elia and one by Jonathan Bolingi propelled the Democratic Republic of Congo to a convincing 3-0 victory over Mali in the Orange African Nations Championship final in Kigali, Rwanda on Sunday. Earlier on, Ivory Coast edged Guinea 2-1 to clinch the bronze medal. This is the second time the Congolese have lifted the trophy, having triumphed at the inaugural edition in Ivory Coast in 2009. Staying in Kigali, the Confederation of African Football First Vice President Suketu Patel disclosed that CAF is backing Bahrain's Sheikh Salman bin Ibrahim Al Khalifa in the forthcoming FIFA presidential elections.
What I'd like to say is, in accordance with the item on the CAF executive agenda, the executive committee decided today that the CAF will give full support to Sheikh Salman bin Khalifa towards his candidacy for FIFA presidency.
It is now left to each of CAF's 54 national affiliates, the largest voting bloc in FIFA, to cast their secret ballot at the elections in Zurich, Switzerland on the 26th of February.
Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Gouma of our Daybreak Africa radio show, which you can hear Monday through Friday on The Voice of America. Just ahead on the sunny side of sports, our Daybreak Africa host, James Buddy, will have a sporty Black History Month segment for us.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
It's time now for our Black History Month fact for today, February 8th. On this day in 1986, figure skater Debbie Thomas became the first African-American to win the women's singles of the U.S. National Figure Skating Championship competition. She went on to win a bronze medal in the 1988 Winter Olympics in Calgary, Canada, before retiring from amateur figure skating. Also on this day in 1978, Leon Spinks defeated world heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali. Ali regained the title on September 15 that same year and went on to become the first person to win the heavyweight boxing title 3 times.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up.
The Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Once again, those addresses, facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle, @VOA Sunny Sports. Some of my Facebook friends are checking in after the Democratic Republic of Congo won its second African Nations Championship football trophy. Antoine Kamwenyi, who lives in the DR Congo's capital, Kinshasa, writes, "Sonny, it's a feast here in my country. We get the trophy for a second time. And yes," says Antoine, "I like that sporty look." I liked your Facebook comments, Antoine. Thanks for writing, bro. Ikechukwu Nwachukwu, writing from Enugu, Nigeria, says, "Congrats to the Congolese." And Ike adds, "I love this tournament more than the Africa Cup of Nations. I know some people confuse the two tournaments, so I'll repeat once again. In the Africa Cup of Nations, African players who are based in Europe and overseas are allowed to compete. But in the African Nations Championship, or CHAN, only home-based African players who compete in their national leagues are eligible." Kamara BMJ, writing from Lusaka, Zambia, says, "Well done, neighbor." And Kamara adds, "I support TP Mazembe, the Congolese club based in Lubumbashi in the Democratic Republic of Congo." Felix Ukwe, writing from Wari, Nigeria, says, "Congrats to the DRC." While Nacha Zarma, who lives in Kaduna, Nigeria, says it was a superb performance by the Leopards of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Jonas Chishimba sent me another Facebook comment from Lusaka, Zambia. Jonas says, "The Congolese boys deserve that trophy. They display seriousness and hard work from the start of the tournament. Congrats and keep up the good work." Thanks for writing from Lusaka, Jonas. Our African football guru, David Legg, joins us now from Johannesburg with his latest quiz question.
Which club has qualified the most times to compete in the CAF Champions League? And that includes the former name of the competition. It was then known as the African Cup of Champions Clubs. So what we're talking about, Sonny, is way back to 1964 when this competition started. So it's between 1964 and 2015. Which club has qualified the most times to compete in the CAF Champions League?
2016 is a leap year, David, so we're going to set a deadline of Monday, February 29th, to get your entries in. David and I will now tell you where you can send your entries.
VOA!
It's David.Legg, and Legg is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France Presse, .com. So I'll just repeat that one more time.